Kamala Harris offers boilerplate response to latest Trump assassination attempt, violence has no place in America. By Bradley J. on September 15, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris may feel sympathy for Donald Trump and his family after the latest attempt on his life Sunday, but the Democrat standard-bearer did not reveal it. Harris offered little more than a boilerplate statement condemning violence after Trump was rushed away by Secret Service agents on Sunday after gunshots in the vicinity of Trump while he golfed in West Palm Beach, Florida. I have been briefed on reports of gunshots fired near former President Trump and his property in Florida. And I am glad he is safe, Harris posted from her official White House account. Violence has no place in America. The statement mirrors, but far briefer and more direct, her statement on July 13, when Trump was shot by a would-be assassin, and others in the audience were shot, one fatally. That statement read, "I have been briefed on the shooting at former President Trump's event in Pennsylvania. Doug and I are relieved that he is not seriously injured. We are praying for him, his family, and all those who have been injured and impacted by this senseless shooting. We are grateful to the United States Secret Service, first responders, and local authorities for their immediate action. Violence such as this has no place in our nation. We must all condemn this abhorrent act and do our part to ensure that it does not lead to more violence." Earlier that day, Harris addressed Trump during a campaign stop in Philadelphia. Shortly before the attempt on Trump's life, Harris said Trump should never again have the chance to stand behind a microphone or seal of the President of the United States of America. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.